greetings and welcome. My name is Matt Schweitzer, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. And you're tuned into this, the 387th edition of the Canvas Prague Hour. The Canvas Prague Hour is brought to you by Canvas Productions, and we're on the internet at canvasproductions.net. The In Focus album this time is Squack It, A Life Within a Day. It's a new album, it's on Esoteric Recordings, and it's a collaboration between Chris Squire and Steve Hackett and friends. And we also have a Steve Hackett interview. Greg Lounsbery interviewed Steve Hackett, and he's going to talk about at least 4 tracks from the new album and a whole bunch of other Steve Hackett-related material. So stay tuned for that. And kicking off this time, we've got Spock's Beard from the album Snow back in 2002. This is the first one from that called Made Alive Overture.
This is Ryo Komoto from Spock's Beard. You are listening to Much Wider on the Canvas Prague Hour.
From a world that's never ending, from a sky beyond the skies, a child is born and love is made alive. Like a flaw that seeks perfection, with a will that will survive, a child is born and love is made alive. Thank you.
Brian Lucas of Aerion, and you are listening to the Canvas Proc Hour.
We'll be right back. have entered the cranial vistas of psychogenesis. This is
the Canvas Prog Hour.
1983 from the album called First Offense. The band is called The Fence, spelled F-E-N-T-S, and that song is Stick in the Mud, and that's Adam Holzman on keyboards. Before that, the new album from the producers called Made in Basing Street. This is Lowell Cream, Trevor Horn, Ash Sohn, and Stephen Lipson, and the song we heard from that one's called Waiting for the Right Time. And before that, Arion from back in 1998 from Into the Electric Castle, and that was The Decision Tree, We're Alive. And up next, we've got the interview with Steve Hackett talking about the In Focus album Squack It, and Greg Lounsbury is going to start off by talking to Steve Hackett about the Voyage of the Acolyte days.
This is Greg Lounsbury for the Canvas Prog Hour, and tonight we have the honor to talk with Steve Hackett. How are you doing, Steve?
Very well, thank you, Greg. Very good.
When Voyage of the Acolyte came out in 1975, for many of us who were already Genesis fans, it was, you know, like the album that you always wished, you know, Steve Hackett would make but never believed would happen. It was just an amazing album and a great, you know, moment for those of us who were fans. The song Star of Sirius features Phil Collins on vocals.
Yeah, it does. That's right. And Phil does a marvelous job on the vocals on it. And that song was really an afterthought because originally I had a great long play out on the final track, Shadow of the Hierophant. But many people that I played it to at that time said to me, oh, you know, I think the album needs another track, and which is why I came up with Star of Sirius at pretty short order, and I'm very glad I did, because it really expanded the feeling of the album. So I'm very glad you like it, and again, I've been re-recording some things from it in a more orchestral fashion with Tower Struck Down, and a recapitulated version of Shadow of the Hierophant with a shorter end, but very much the way I do it live with the band that I've been playing with for quite some time now, my own band, if one can call any band your own entirely.
Stars.
remember going to see GTR back in 86. What was it like to score a big hit with When the Heart Rules the Mind?
Well, it was very nice indeed, because I felt that as a song stood out head and shoulders above the rest. The instrumental part, the guitar hook, was really Steve Howe's, and the song was really mine. And we put the two together. I think the first day we started writing. First day, we listened to each other's stuff. The second day, I thought, I'll see if Steve likes this idea, and he did. The hit was really written on, you know, day two of our partnership at that time.
tonight's feature album is A Life Within a Day by Squacket.
Okay.
Starting with the first track, Steve, what would you like to tell us about that?
Well, A Life Within a Day, I think it's the most progressive of the tracks on the album. It's the one that has the all-out playing and the tricky time signatures and all of that kind of stuff. I'd say the middle instrumental section's got everyone playing flat out in the band. It was sort of fast guitar stuff, fast drum stuff, fast bass, fast keyboard, everything fast on it. But, you know, it's really all about the song and about the feeling of compressed experience and the idea, in a way, of, you know, what might be a day for an insect would be a whole lifetime for it, and it might be just one of our days. So in a sense, lyrically, it's about shifting perspectives. It's just the way things are perceived. It was a song that was kind of organically grown. The team basically sat around together. That's myself, Chris Squire, and Roger King, and we chipped in with lyrical ideas as we were going on the run. So very much something written on something very spontaneous, but I think one that captures some of the you know, the cleverness of the people involved, and I think the difference between the verse and the chorus and the way the instrumental happens is perhaps typical of the kind of things I like being involved with myself. You know, this sort of feeling of doing a song that was long form that had a complete change of gear in the middle. So a song that had, you know, the ability to raise the ante at some point in an expected way. So it fills all of those criteria, I like to think. We'll be right back.
from the new one by Squacket. That's the title track, A Life Within a Day. And before that, GTR from 1986, When the Heart Rules the Mind. And prior to that, Steve Hackett's 1975 album, A Voyage of the Acolyte. And from it, Star of Sirius with Phil Collins on vocals. And that's a wrap for part one right here on the
Canvas Prog.